866-4-D-HERBS. Steve, it's your birthday, so let's go to the phones.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Stevie. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Steve.
It is. Who you think it is?
Man.
It's Diddy, baby.
Take that.
Man. The reason I made it through college. Hey, yo, the sun don't shine forever, but as long as it's here, then we might as well shine together. Better now than never, because this before pleasure, who you know do it better? Man, this better not be Diddy, man.
It's P. Diddy. It's Brother Love. It's my man. Everybody.
Diddy, what's going on with you, boy?
Oh, man. It's a beautiful day. Blessed to have woken up, and especially on your born day, King. Happy birthday.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you, man. I always enjoyed talking to you, and congratulations. I sent you a text the first night I saw the hot new show on Fox called The Four.
Yeah, man.
I sent him a text. I said, hey, man. This thing right here, they get behind this. This thing look like a hit, man. How you feel about it, Diddy?
Man, it feels like a hit. I'm excited about it. I'm going to be honest, it's the most fun I'm having on television. It's loose. It's about the competitors and the contestants. And we're just having a lot of fun. I put together a panel of people that I've known for over like 15 years each, except for Megan Trainor. I've known Khaled and Charlie Walk, I've known them for over 15 years. And we just up there having a great time trying to make somebody's dreams come true. And that's what we've always done our whole careers. And for me, it's like really getting back to my roots because, you know, I was in business. I was really boggled down with business the last 2 years in touring. So to be able to come back and to be able to create a platform for young artists to be seen and heard is just incredible.
Look, man, if you all haven't seen this show, you have got to check it out, The Four. It's really a good show. Yeah. So
compelling.
What it is we have four singers on stage, and anybody can challenge any one of those four singers to gain their spot on stage because it'll always only be four. Is that correct, Diddy?
Yes, sir.
So what's the fire part is
– so,
go ahead.
Crazy part of it is like – vocal Game of Thrones or vocal Gladiator.
Yes.
Where somebody could just show up. Like we have two people showing up this week that were watching last week and they auditioned and then they're on the show this week. So they went from they watching at home to being on the show in 1 week. And then when if they make it past us, the panel, they sing one song. If they kill that, then they have the right to go challenge somebody.
Challenge!
And then it gets challenged. It gets real combative. And they start talking trash to each other.
Oh, like, I want so much trash.
You don't want me. And all that type of stuff. And then it goes down with the level of intensity and the ruckus in the crowd makes it something new for the format. And it's just great TV. Once you watch it, you'll be hooked.
Yeah.
You'll be happy. You'll be entertained. And, you know, that's hard to do out here on television if you ain't Steve Harvey.
You better say that, Diddy.
Everything he just said was true, right?
Hey, man, let me tell y'all something.
Hold on. Yo, Steve Harvey, he having me and my mom. My mom's, like, watching TV by, like, the kitchen table, you know, and she'll pull me over, and she'll be watching the marathon of the Family Feud, and I could watch that thing for 10 hours straight and just laugh and just be so entertained. And so I'm dead serious, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
I appreciate that too, man. I really do. Hey, y'all, the first week was on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big Boy come out the crowd and challenged the little skinny pretty dude.
Yeah.
Big Boy wore his ass out.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Big Boy. Big
he
Boy
did.
Sang like a grown man.
He did.
And Big Boy took him out. Jay just told me Big Boy gone. He gone.
Big Boy gone.
Somebody came and got Big Boy.
Crushed him.
The young man named Jason Warrior, right?
Yes, sung a John Legend song.
Oh, he was so good. He was so
was
good, though.
Because Diddy gave him the rule. Diddy said, if you go on your knees and you come up and you ain't crying, then you ain't singing.
Diddy told him what to do, so he
figured it out. Diddy, that's not right. You ain't supposed to help him out now.
But that young man was hungry.
That boy was hungry.
Singing, he was hungry, though. He
wanted to eat. Don't go out to Big Boy. Don't go out to Big Boy.
Uh-huh.
He said,
Let me have Big Boy.
Let me have.
Yeah. And he won. The audience picked him. Yeah. He was really good.
It's
I remember his
show.
Name.
I love that show. Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
It's one of those shows, Diddy, when you watch it, you go, well, how much time I got left for it go off? Because I know it's going to go off, you know. It's a really good show. Really good show.
I love Fergie as the host, too.
Oh, yes, I love Fergie. Delicious.
Yeah. Really good. Yeah,
my girl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She done pulled it together
job.
Right.
Yeah. Love Megan Trainor, too.
Yeah.
And Jay, you like her white?
I like her because she white. Yes. That's what right I like
there.
About her.
She right there. Yeah. That's why we can't get with your black
you like
ass off up? This show.
He loves
Does
white he? Woman.
Diddy, that's like all he like. This is a sad thing on a black show.
What did he say, Diddy? You understand?
All yeah. black show.
No, I understand where you're coming from. I ain't saying I was with you, though.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna
hey, Diddy.
This.
Diddy, what you said,
crazy,
I understand where you're coming from. I ain't saying I was with you, though. Yeah. Well, say, let me clarify this. All I got going.
Hey, yo, you know this black excellence all the way over here, baby.
Yeah.
As one of the two sisters on the show, Diddy, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, Diddy.
Said, I understand. I didn't say I was with you.
Hey, brother man, you got to know that magic ain't nearly the same. It ain't even no, it's magic, but it's no magic, you know?
I hear what you're saying,
Diddy. I'm
going to hear you. I'm not going to disrespect you. That's all I'm going to do.
All right, back to the four.
Hey, Diddy, he just old. Old, fit-ass dude. Been married 5 times. Hey, Diddy, hang on 1 second, man. We'll be right back, y'all. Hey, stick around. We got more with Diddy as soon as we come back.
Bless up, it's DJ Khaled, and you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. There's morning shows, and there's the greatest. Steve Harvey Morning Show, another one.
So call 800 State Farm and see for yourself.
All right, from the four, he is here. Special guest Diddy called in to wish Steve a happy birthday and to talk about the four. What a great show.
Okay, I'm
yeah, Diddy, he done got broke off all his money.
I got broke down. I'm down to the last $4.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you something else that I think is incredible on the show. It's real special, you and Khaled's relationship on the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's really special to see on TV. I haven't seen it on any of like The Voice or American Idol where they had the judges. But for two cats to have such admiration and respect and genuine love for each other, but to go at it, but it's always in love, that's a really, really great thing to see.
Yeah.
Hey, Diddy, what happens to the four winners? The people who win when you end up with the last four, what happens to them?
There's one thing I want to say about the Khaled thing, and then I want to tell you about that. The thing I'm very, very proud of is, you know, I think in these times right now, we have to look out for each other more. You know, we have to, when we're getting money, we have to, like, call our brothers and bring them in. We're doing something on television, bringing some black producers. If we're doing a panel, we have to kind of stand firm and say who we want to have. So when they had asked me, I said the only way I'll do it is if I win, because it was my brother. We had a chemistry, and I just knew that together it would be right. But most importantly, my thing was I wanted to have, you know, make sure that I had diversity in the show. Mm-hmm. So when you look at the show, you have hip hop on there. Yeah. You have like three of the seats have African Americans on there. They're able to sing whatever they want. You know, just being able to do that, I think, is things that we all have to start to do. If you have a brother like Khaled or somebody that you know is talented, you know, it's good for us to be out there being seen, doing work together. So it's like changing the narrative. So when you see me and Khaled getting along, they don't show us on TV like that. They don't show that camaraderie. And then as far as the people that, when they win, the thing that they get, the iHeart Radio Power Push, that means that you get, you know, blasted all over the radio station, so you have support for your first single getting played in the heavy rotation. Wow. The big prize is that you get me. You get Khaled, Charlie Walk, Megan Trainor. Charlie Walk, one of the best promotional men in the game.
Yeah.
Khaled is probably one of the best digital marketers in the game and also record makers. And, you know, I feel I could be helpful all the way around. So you get us with you after the show is over. And so that's the big prize. Usually these people win, and then they don't have a team after. So So the team is at your sign to us, and we're your team.
Wow. I love when you say challenge.
Yeah, he gets
I love that. I love that. I wait
hey,
for
man,
you to say
you
that.
This show is incredible, man. Congratulations again, brother, because I think you have a major, something that's going to be around a long time. And also, you know, just from the business standpoint, this happens to be a, what's the word I'm looking for? Format. This is a formatted show.
Really?
You have a formatted show, which means, you know, you go to London and sell this, Australians sell it, China and sell it, Japan, they can speak it. Man, you should have heard the way I did Little Big Shots. I had 26 people that I was training to host Big Shot that couldn't speak English. You should have been at that damn meeting. My black ass was really not caring whether you understood me or not. I just wanted this meeting to be over. So I think that's what's going to happen, man. I think when you all go to Cannes for the TV for MILP, I think that this show sells big, man, overseas. So congratulations, man.
Yeah.
Again, on another
thank
hit,
you,
Diddy.
Thank you.
Hey, y'all, listen, this
thank
Thursday
you.
At 8 p.m. Eastern on Fox. This Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Fox. All new episode of The Four. It's a battle for stardom, y'all. And your boy Khaled and Diddy is there every night. Along with, let me get these names
Megan
right.
Megan Trainor
and Charlie Walk. And man, Diddy, keep doing your thing, boy. I appreciate you.
Say it, Diddy.
You.
Say it.
Thank you.
Say it.
You.
Challenge. Say it.
Challenge.
I love it.
We'll talk to you, Diddy. I love you, man.
All right. Thank you. Love y'all, too.
All right. So, Steve, back to you on your 61st birthday.
61?
Yeah. So the crew is asking you questions because we know you, but there are a lot of things about you we're learning today for the first time. So, Jay, I think you're up with a question.
Yes.
You have a question?
Yeah, because and it's a question I ask my kids. This is a very serious question.
Okay.
Out of all of your kids, Steve, which one of your kids would give up everything?